Jenny believed in her students. One of the students said to me, you know, Mrs. Held in high school would always say to me, you are my favorite. You know who you are. I'm not going to name you. And even after graduating from high school, Mrs. Held would say this phrase to the person, you are my favorite. But when they were explaining this to me, they paused and said, I think Mrs. Held said that to all her students. That's what a good teacher does. See, they believe in their student before sight comes, before they develop, before they become the person that God has made them to be. Jenny believed in the programs that she gave her heart to well before she saw the fruit of what they would develop into. She was determined and she was focused with these activities and programs. Jenny, in partnership with Georgia Herring, Georgia, I think many people here know Georgia. Georgia was the wife of the pastor that served at Peace Lutheran Church in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Her daughter's here today and son-in-law as well, Lisa and Mason. That connection was really important, and Georgia and Jenny came up with the idea of launching a program to help fourth graders to be better keyboardists. Nobody had ever done that in the state of Oregon. Nobody had come up with curriculum at such a young age. The idea was to help fourth graders develop skills and habits early on, because we know what happens in fifth, sixth, and seventh grade. I got one of those. It kind of goes, you got to get them early. Georgia came up with a curriculum, and so did Jenny. They partnered together. By the way, when they started that program, I believe Gary was also in fourth grade. He was the guinea pig of the program. Little did you know. What's that? And he's an excellent typist. Yes, that's wonderful. That program she believed in, no one had ever done it. See the heart she had before she ever saw how that would develop. Georgia and Jenny would travel around Oregon, and it was in those travels in which they did workshops throughout the state. That's when Wally got to know Pastor Herring a little bit in those meetings. And then it wasn't too long after that you guys became members here at Peace Lutheran Church. Wally also shared with me, by the way, that later on in Jenny's career in the mid-90s, she took part in distance education. She was a teacher in the mid-90s, well before that developed, with a school in LeGrand. That's how dedicated she was to her work and the activities. She believed in it well before she saw the fruits of what would come to pass. And if Jenny ever made a mistake, she had a catchphrase that she'd use to kind of give her an excuse for the mistake that she made or what she did. Do you know what that excuse was that she used? I'm an only child. True? I'm an only child. Deal with it, is what she'd say. I love that. Words for Jenny. These are words that I heard from people. Inspirational, kind, determined, focused, adventurous. Anybody else have a word you want to throw out? Friendly. Okay. Beautiful. Optimistic was another one. Adventurous is one that I heard Wally and her love to get in the van and go on trips. Another important word for her was loyal. Very loyal to Wally for 59 years in marriage. Of course, loyal to her son. I heard that the high point in her life was Gary being given to her as a child. Loyal to Amanda and the grandchildren. She would love them dearly. I know the last few years were really challenging, but we know her heart. We know that her connection with her grandchildren would be right there.
She could be stubborn at times, too.
Wow. I am not stepping into that. Wow. Oh, man. Also, I would like to say that her faith was one in which she wholeheartedly believed. The faith was a gift to her. In the waters of baptism, she received the Holy Spirit, and she did believe the things that Jesus talks about, that there was a place that he would prepare for her, that he would come back and get her, that there would be a reunion with all her loved ones, that she would have forever peace and rest, and that's our comfort here today for her. She did believe that. She didn't need sight for it. I suppose people who are the kind, and by the way, I'm calling myself out when I say this, there are people who need sight before belief, or sometimes, you know, pessimistic, or they don't commit themselves as often as they should, and I call myself out by that, because I sometimes want to see before I believe.